Anyway, I would like to welcome everyone. Who among here, you were just invited. This is your first time to come in FNY. Meron po ba? First timers? Meron ba? Yun, meron. Yan. Bakit ngayon lang kayo? Pang third week na ngayon. Sayang. Ang dami nyo lang nami-miss. Anyway, for those people who are standing at the back, I can see empty chairs or vacant chairs. So sayang, oh, may mga nakatayo, pero may mga vacant chairs. Baka ito yung destiny mo maupuan tonight. Diba? At yung mga katabi mo, baka maging destiny mo maging friend. Diba? So, sino sa inyo rito, you want to share with someone yung empty chair beside you? Yan, dami oh. Tignan nyo yan, yung mga nakatayo sa likod. Meron dito, may dalawa sa harap. Sino yung magkasamang dalawa dyan? Pwede dito sa harap oh. Sayang. Alright, ayaw nilang makinig, wala silang pakialam. Okay, so as I've said, this is our third week. So of course, kung may third week, may first at second, di ba? So our first week, Pastor Jeff preached about that we should not be in fear when Christ would come back, because when He comes back, it is the fulfillment of our faith or of our hope. So pag bumalik si Christ, hindi ka dapat matakot kasi yung hope mo, it will be fulfilled when He comes back. So parang napatunayan yung hope mo when He comes back, kaya dapat excited ka. Okay? Excited ka bang bumalik si God? Yes. Okay, yung iba parang, oh, sige. Okay, second week, okay, Pastor Ryan, he talked about that Jesus is the ark of safety. That is why we should start living for Him today. Okay? Kung alam mo na si Jesus Christ is the anchor, you should start living for Him. So tonight, I will be talking a very, kumbaga, controversial topic ever since. Ako, bata pa lang ako eh. Medyo may notion na ako when you talk about heaven and when you talk about hell. That is why we'll be talking about that for tonight. So I'd like to start in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. It says here, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law. You know, growing up as a person, as a kid, mahilig po ako magtanong. At ako po yung tao na medyo hindi ako basta-basta naniniwala kapag ka sinabi lang, kailangan may proof at may patunay. That's why when I ask and then question ko, hindi na nasagot ng mabuti, medyo hindi ako agad naniniwala. Kumbaga sa binebentahan, medyo mahirap akong bentahan. Kasi kailangan sure na sure. Okay? Sino sa inyo rito, may kakilala kang ganun o ikaw yun? Diba? Yung medyo hard to please ka. Hindi ka madaling mapa-oo. Yan. Sa mga nililigawan dyan, hindi ka madaling umoo. Diba? Okay? Sana ganun ano? Hindi yung isang kalabit lang, oh, tayo na, di ba? Okay? And you know, minsan, di ba, minsan nakakainis, kapag meron kang tanong, kunwari, meron kang tanong, gustong-gusto mong malaman kung ano yung sagot. For example, saan ba mapupunta yung mga babies na na-abort? For example. Tapos, gustong-gusto mong malaman yung sagot, ang sagot sa yung tinanong mo, secret. Nakakainis yung feeling na gustong-gusto mong malaman yung sagot, pero ang sagot lang sa'yo, secret. Okay, walang clue, malupit, di ba? And you know, that's what we've read in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. It says there that there will be things that will never be revealed to you forever. In short, may mga tanong ka sa mind mo tonight. Maybe you came here, you have questions. Will I be going to heaven? Will I be going to hell? Okay, kapag nangyari ba to, anong mangyayari? You know, there will be things and questions that will always remain a secret at hindi mo malalaman yung sagot. And when you die, when you go to heaven or probably in hell, baka dun lang masagot or probably hindi na masasagot forever. And that's just designed by God. Na ganun talaga. May mga bagay na hindi mo pwedeng malaman at hindi mo na malalaman yung sagot. Kasi kung alam mo lahat, okay, baka dapat ikaw si God. And other things, sabi dyan sa Deuteronomy, i-reveal sa'yo ni Lord. God will reveal to you who He is, that He is the Son of God. You know, when I was not yet a Christian, I am so much in fear. Dati pa, nung high school pa lang ako, I have a cousin who shared to me, who asked me, where will you go when you die? And I answered to him, sabi ko, sa heaven. And then I said, sabi niya, paano mong nasabing sa heaven? Sabi ko, kasi ano eh, hindi naman ako masyadong masama. Hindi naman ako ganun ka, katulad ng iba na pumapatay. Mabait naman akong anak. Di ba? Hindi naman ako, nag-aaral ako mabuti. And then sabi niya sa akin, alam mo, sa hell ka mapupunta. Tapos hindi niya sinabi kung paano pumunta sa heaven. So for me, all the while, for 2 years, when I was in high school until second year college, before I got to know Christ, okay, medyo marami akong tanong sa utak ko. And then God start revealing to me kung sino siya. Ay, ano yun? Hello? Okay, parang ako ba yun? Okay, parang Lord? Okay, so, you know, God revealed to me that He is the Son of God, that He died for me, that He paid for my sins, and that I'm gonna be spending with Him for eternity because He loves me and because I accepted that love. And He revealed to me, and I responded in faith. I didn't know it really. I didn't see that Christ died for me, but I just believe by faith. And you know, God would reveal to you things, and your response is just faith. And there are things that God will not reveal to you, you just have to believe Him by faith. You know, for some people, ang response nila minsan medyo mali. Diba? Lord, I want to know the answer for this question. And then they will ask, okay, ask God. And then, walang sagot si Lord. Tapos ang conclusion nila, walang sagot si Lord, I therefore conclude na walang God. And I will not believe that God exists. It's like this. You know, when I was a kid, when I was 5, medyo paborito ako ng lola ko. Wala ako sa lola ko, di ba? When paborito ako ng lola ko, every time there will be a gathering in her home, she will always call me. Sabi niya, patawag mo nga si Dan. Kasi kapag may mga bisita siya, gusto niya ako nagre-recite. So bata pa lang po ako, mahilig na ako sa tao, sa crowd. And then pagdating na yung mga bisita niya, oh, andyan na siya. Pag andun na ako sa harap, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Ganun ako, bata pa lang ako ganun. Bibo na talaga ako kahit walang gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, kahit puro ladies lang yun nandun. Memorize yun. And sobrang sabi nila, grabe. And even my mom would say, alam mo, nung una ka nagsalita, 10 months ka pa lang. Sabi ko, talaga? And my grandmother think that I am the most talented kid ever existed. Ako na yun. Diba? Pero among you know that even if I was talented when I was 5, when I start learning calculus and physics then, medyo mag-short circuit yung ano yung utak ko. Diba? Sasabog yung utak ko kasi during that time, hindi ko alam or I don't know how it works. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung calculus. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung physics at 5 years old. So it means dahil hindi ko siya alam, ibig sabihin bang ang calculus at physics hindi na nag-exist? It does. It's just that at that moment, I don't know and I will not understand. Sometimes you ask God, Lord, reveal mo naman sa akin to, Lord. 16 na ako, Lord. Gusto ko nang malaman kung sino ang mapapangasawa ko, Lord. Siya na ba talaga? Yung tabi ko ba ngayon, Lord? Sana siya na, Lord. Sabihin mo nga siya. Tapos si Lord, napapakamot na lang. Di ba? Kahit sabihin ko sa'yo ngayon, hindi mo rin maiintindihan. And there are questions that we have in our minds that it will always remain a question and hindi i-reveal sa'yo ni Lord. Ganun talaga. That's why we have to respond in faith. We have to respond to God in faith. Kahit hindi mo alam, hindi mo nakikita, Lord, I believe by faith that eventually I will be with you in heaven. You know, there are questions that came. And, you know, ito siguro yung mga tanong na probably for some of you, ito rin yung tanong sa utak mo ever since. Now, we have the first question. Sabi sa tanong dito, where will we go if we die today? Is there such a thing as purgatory, as some claim? Kapag katapos ba ng ano, ng pag namatay ka, ano ba, may mga floating spirits ba? So may mga mamamasyal ka sa mga friends mo, hi! Diba? I'm here, I'm dead. Diba? Meron bang ganon? Or yung iba sa inyo, gusto mo, di-dream mo na para pag namatay ka, pupunta ka dun sa bahay ng crush mo, sisilipin mo lang siya all throughout. Diba? Kasi hindi ka naman yan nakikita eh. Will there be such a thing? After I die, where will I go immediately? Okay? Second question that probably we will try to answer later is, pag nasa heaven na po ba tayo, malalaman pa po ba natin kung sino tayo? Or kilala pa po ba natin yung iba? Sino sa inyo rito may mga kaibigan ka ngayon at gusto mo pagdating mo sa heaven, yung mga yan ay kaibigan at kasama mo pa rin? Yan, kaya na forever, for eternity. Diba? Yung tipong, ano, yung mga hindi mo inaakala talaga, uy, andito ka din? Grabe, no? All this time, I thought you will not make it. Grabe, God is good talaga. Nandito ka. Diba? Yung tipong nagulat ka ba? Nandito siya sa heaven. Diba? Parang, wow, ha? Bago yun. Ha? Okay. Okay. So next question is, may view ba ang heaven sa part ng hell? Or vice versa? In short, makikita ba ang heaven from hell? Or ang hell from heaven? Okay? Yung tipong, musta dyan? Init ba dyan? Diba? Oh, init! Ako musta dyan! Diba? Parang ganun ba yun? So we'll try to answer that. Next is will there be animals or pets in heaven? Okay? Sino sa inyo dito may mga pet ka sa bahay? Oh, sino dito katabi niyo yung pet niyo? Diba? Okay? Sino sa inyo rito gusto mo na sa heaven makasama mo rin yung pet mo? Kahit yung mga katabi mo. Yan. Eh, paano to, teacher's pet? Okay. May save ba to? Okay. Let's try to answer that later. And then lastly is, will Jesus accept last minute repentance? Yung tipong buong buhay mo, nagkasala ka. Sige, ginawa mo na lahat ng pwedeng, lahat ng hindi dapat gawin, ginawa mo. Diba? Yung lahat ng violation dun sa ano mo, sa, ano yun, sa, ano, sa high school, yung student manual, ginawa mo lahat. Okay? And then, bago ka mamatay, okay, nasagasaan ka ng jeep, di ba? Ay, teka, hindi pa pala pwede mamatay, hindi pa ako nag-repent. Lord, I accept you! Patay ka na. Ang tanong, i-accept ka ba ni Lord? Di ba? Will you be in heaven? Okay? So, as we try to answer that, let's read in Luke 16, verse 19 to 31. Very familiar story for some of you, you know this. I'll read this. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. Grabe, no kadiri. Talagang yak, may mga galis siya tapos nidilaan ng aso. It's so yo, you know, yak. Verse 22, the time came when the beggar died and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried in hell where he was in torment. He looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. Verse 24, so he called to him, Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue because I am in agony in his fire. Verse 25, but Abraham replied, son, remember that in your lifetime you receive your good things. While Lazarus, besides all this, received bad things, but now he is comforted here and you are in agony. In verse 26, and besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. He answered, then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment. In verse 29, Abraham replied, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. "No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." You know, even if all the dead people in hell would come to life today and would come here in FNY and preach, and you will just be amazed, wow, grabe, anong itsura ng hell? They will describe probably may ABS-CBN dito, may GMA lahat na, may CNN, di ba? You know, it's not a lack of miracle that you will not believe God. Hindi ka naniniwala kay God dahil kulang sa miracle. It's your unwillingness to believe Him. Kahit na ang daming milagro na gawin si Lord para maniwala ka, if your heart is the problem, if your heart won't be willing to surrender and to obey God, then still you will not believe. Even if bumalik pa yung rich man dito, at sabihin niya sa ating lahat na magbago na kayo, kasi nga, mamamatay kayo sa impyerno, kayo mapupunta. Noah, kahit na bumalik pa siya dito, if the problem is your heart, then still, you will not believe. As what Jesus said. You know, para sagutin yung mga tanong, before we answer that, there are two characters in that story. The rich man and Lazarus. Rich man, if you will have a picture of him today, probably he looks like this. Diba? Yung rich man. Yan. Why? He is very famous. He has, okay, kumbaga, guestings every day. Diba? Kung saan-saan siya kilala, multi-millionaire. Okay? Talagang kahit saan, kilala siya. And probably, the rich man, when he was still living on earth, he is like this guy, si Sai. Kilala niyo ba to? Okay. And then, on the other hand, yun namang isa, si Lazarus. Alam niyo ba yung mga minsan yung mga kumakain, pag kumakain ka minsan sa mga ano, sa mga food chain, sa McDonald's, tapos may mga bata sa labas yung nakaganon, tapos tuwing susubo ka, gaganon din sila, ah, parang ganon. Sasabayan niya yung pagsubo mo, tapos parang ikaw nakakonsensya ka, Lord, parang in-order ko to, pero parang gusto niyang kainin, Lord. Di ba? Ito yung mga yon, yung mga tipong pag nasa jeep ka, pag biglang may sasakay na lang, tapos biglang pupunasan yung sapatos mo para dumihan. Di ba? Kasi, yung ibang basahan, mas marami pa sa sapatos mo. You know, ito naman yung kabaliktaran ni Lazarus. Question is, so ibig sabihin ba nun, Pastor Dan, kapag ka mayaman ka, diretso ka na sa hell? At kapag mahirap ka, diretso ka na sa heaven? So ayoko na lang yumaman kasi gusto ko mapunta sa heaven. Or ayoko maging, okay, gusto ko, mahirap lang ako forever. Lord, kahit walang kainin, okay lang basta sa heaven ako, Lord. You know what? It's not that the issue is not your wealth, and I believe that the presence of God, ang dependence niya is kapag mayaman ka, pag hindi ka mayaman, wala si Lord sa buhay mo. It's your faith, it's your belief, it's your relationship with Christ that is the basis if you will be in heaven or in hell. You know, to answer those questions, yung unang tanong na sasagutin natin hopefully is sabi diyan, where do we go after we die? As we read the story in verse 22 and 23, di ba, if you will see, si Lazarus, when he died, he went immediately to heaven. And si rich man, when he died, he went immediately to hell. So in short, I'm really sorry for some of you, maybe this will offend you, but that purgatory that somehow we've grown up learning, that does not, wala pong ganung sinasabi sa Bible. When you die, it's judgment and it's either heaven or hell. There is no waiting area or holding area. Wala yung tipong pag namatay ka, yung family mo will give all the money they have, they will pray, they will offer food. Para pagka nandun ka sa waiting area, okay, nag-aantay ka, pwedeng ikaw yung wild card. Tapos, kapag naawa si Lord kasi ang daming binigay na offering, okay, heaven ka na! Walang ganon. Immediately, when you die, it's judgment. And you know, for Hindus, for some of the, for countries like India and Nepal, they believe for reincarnation. That is why when you go to India, okay, there you will see a lot of animals, even yung ipis, they don't kill those. Why? Because they believe that it could be their aunt or maybe their cousin. Well, kung papatayin yan, pinsang ko yan. Best friend ko yan dati. Huwag mo papatayin. Diyan lang yan. Kalma lang. Diba? Kailangan diyan lang siya. They believe that. That it could probably be someone that they know. Because kapag namatay for them, babasok ulit, tapos magiging pwedeng hayop, o kaya king ka, or magiging isang sikat na singer ka. Or I don't know if you're familiar with the principle of karma, na kung ano yung ginawa mo ngayon, babalik kung anong susunod. Kunwari, kung maging mabuti ka ngayon, eventually, magiging mas okay yung buhay mo. Kapag hindi mo inalagaan yung buhay mo ngayon, sa susunod mong buhay, hindi na magiging ganon. So, you know what? What the Bible is also saying about that is in Hebrews 9 verse 27, it says here, just as man is destined to die once, and after that, to face judgment. Isang beses ka lang mamamatay. Tingnan mo nga yung katabi mo kung mukhang pusa yan. Meow! Sabi mo nga. Okay, may mukha bang pusa dyan? Wala tayong 9 lives. We will just die once. And then judgment. So it's either heaven or hell. Next is last minute. Okay, last minute repentance. Yung magkakasala ako buong buhay ko. Gagawin ko lahat ng masama, lahat ng mura. Sige, sasabihin ko. Okay lang yun kasi nga, usually, namamatay ang tao, 75, 80. Sa pag mga 80 na ako, magre-repent ako sa lahat ng kasalanan ko. So that, sa heaven ako mapupunta. Sa heaven ba ako mapupunta when I do that? You know, I don't know if you're familiar with when Jesus was on the cross, diba, there was these two men who was with him, beside him. And then the other one was like, insulting him, talaga bang Diyos ka? Eh kung talagang Diyos ka, bakit hindi mo inayaan na, ba't inayaan mong ipako tayo dito? Ba't hindi tayo bumaba? Bakit hindi tayo makawala dito nung bigla tayo magiging invisible? Diba, yung isa ini-insult, siya sabi ng isa, shh, kamaingay! May naglalaba, sabi niya. Tapos Jesus, talagang yung maamong mukha niya, Jesus, pag namatay ba ako, pag naniwala ako sa'yo, will I be with you in paradise? And then Jesus, you know, if you read the story, he was taken with Jesus into paradise. Na-save siya. And imagine, these guys were not, kumbaga, ordinary men. They were criminals. Kumbaga, kaya sila pinako sa cross, which is the most cruel punishment that any person could ever have in that time. Kaya sila pinako is because matinding nagawa nilang kasalanan. So, masamang tao itong mga to. But he was taken into heaven. So it could be possible. It is possible. Yes, it is possible. For some people, when they die, dun lang sila mag-repent and they will go to heaven and they will be with God in heaven. But on the other hand, paano na lang yung mga tao na alam na nila? Okay, umahatin sila lang FNY. Okay, they have victory groups. May 1-2-1. Leader na, o kaya they have a knowledge of who Christ is. They know that Jesus Christ died for them. They know already that God died for their sins, that they're not supposed to live with their old life again, and they still live in sin today. Kapag wala sila dito, pag nasa labas sila, okay, ibang buhay din yung meron sila. Pag wala sila mga ka-church na kasama, ibang life din. Party, party, rock on! Di ba? You know, what does the Bible say about those people? Hebrews 10 verse 26 to 27. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. If you're like that, I tell you, fire is waiting for you. Alam mo na eh. And you still keep on sinning, then fire is waiting for you. I hope that you will not use the grace of God as a license for you to sin. Mabait naman si Lord eh. Namatay nga siya para sa mga kasalanan ko eh. So siguro pag ginawa ko ito, mapapatawad ako ni Lord. I hope you will not do that. I hope na hindi mo gagamitin yung grace ni God. Aabuso mo yung grace ni God para makapag-sin ka. And that's the way to balance that question. And another question, ayan, nung 5 p.m. natumba rin. Okay? Another question is, will we recognize one another in heaven or hell? Okay? If you will see the story, they recognize one another. Right? Si Lazarus and si rich man. So, the answer to that is yes, there is continuity of relationships. Yung mga kaibigan mo ngayon, posible na kaibigan mo pa rin sila when you are in heaven. Ang tanong, will they be there? Nandun ba sila? 'Di ba? O ikaw pala nandun ka ba? Baka ikaw pala yung wala. Silang lahat present, ikaw absent. And another is makikita ba ang heaven from hell or hell from heaven? You know, they were talking, if you will see. So my answer to that is maybe. It could be a probability. But I'm not saying that yes, oo. And you know, as we move on, I mean, we will be going to describing what is hell or what does hell look like and what does heaven look like. Let's start with hell. Okay, tignan mo yung katabi mo. Hindi naman mukhang hell yan, di ba? Okay. Okay. So, before we continue, I'll just be sharing some preconceived notions about hell. Alam mo yung mga maling thinking pag sinabing hell? Kaya may mga ibang tao, they would joke about hell and they would even dream of going to hell. Kasi for them, hell is a place where there will always be a party. Di ba? Party, party. Walang katapusang party. Di ba? E sa heaven, may mga angels, may taka, shhh, kumiingay. May nagilisa ng noisy. Tsaka standing, tsaka transferring, tsaka borrowing ball pen. Di ba? May ganon. Kaya, doon na lang kami sa hell, mas masaya. Another is, in hell, there is unlimited beer. Okay? May inuman, toma tayo, may amats ka na naman, di ba? Walang katapusang inuman. At another is sa heaven or sa hell, okay, mas maraming magagandang babae. Okay? Kasi, okay, sa heaven, yung mga babae doon, lagi nakapalda, mga manang. Di ba? E sa hell, mga sinful, okay, mga short shorts, parang belt, di ba? Yung tipong yung v-neck nila hanggang pusod. Di ba? E sa heaven, mga manang yung mga babae doon, tell na lang. Di ba? You know, it's so weird how some people would joke about hell. Nakakatakot that sometimes people are trying to joke what hell looks like. I even heard the joke that, alam nyo ba, nasa hell ngayon, hindi na mainit. Kasi marami ng architects and engineers doon. So lumamig na yung lugar. And you know, it's so funny how they would joke like that. Where in fact, Jesus Christ would always talk about hell. And he would always warn the people, the disciples, that this is hell and I don't want you to be there because you will not like the feeling of being in hell. First thing about hell is there is eternal torment. If you will remember the story na binasa natin, sabi niya, pwedeng yung tip ng finger niya, isaw-saw sa tubig, tapos ilagay sa dila ko para lang matanggal yung onting agony, yung onting init. Sobrang hirap dito. There is eternal torment and you will be in an ending fire. Okay, may picture tayo dyan. Yung tipong, yung feeling mo ganito. Okay? Forever. And I tell you, it's not gonna be a spirit, it's your body. And you will feel every ounce of heat that is in there forever. Forever yan. Walang katapusan. Not just that, it says in Mark chapter 9 verse 48, there are worms that does not die. Okay, pakita nga natin yung picture para ano. Ayan. So can you imagine a fire that's not quenched forever and a worm that does not die together? may mga gumaganong-ganon sa'yo, tapos nararamdaman mo yung init, okay? Forever. And you know what? That is the only thing, first thing pa lang. Second, is there is eternal separation. Basahin natin sa 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of His power. Unang-una, walang Jesus, walang God. In short, ikaw lang mag-isa. If you will notice from the story again that we've read, Abraham was talking to Lazarus. In heaven, there are relationships. In hell, it seems that there are a lot of people, ang dami-daming tao, pero hindi mo ramdam na may mga kasama ka. It seems that you are all alone by yourself. Mag-isa ka lang. Mag-isa ka lang, may fire forever, may worms forever, gaano kahirap yon. Yung mga kaibigan mo na laging tumatawag sa'yo para i-bad influence ka, wala sila doon. Yes, probably pwedeng nandun pa rin kayo, barkada kayo, pero hindi nyo ramdam na nandun yung isa't isa. You will be all alone. You will be eternally separated from anyone with those fire and even the worm. Question is, sure ka na ba na sa heaven ka? You know, as we talk about hell, yung iba sa inyo medyo kinakabahan na. Okay, let's move to heaven. Ay, salamat. Heaven na, parang hawa mo na. Tama na yan. Okay, let's talk about heaven. Sino sa inyo rito, alam mo at excited ka na sa heaven ka pupunta? Yes! First thing in about heaven is heaven is both physical and spiritual. Let's read in Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 to 4. Or verse 1. Yes. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. In short, yung pong earth na tinitiran po natin ngayon, it will all pass away. Kung feeling mo yung bahay mo, ba't ganito, ba't ganito na lang itsura ng bahay namin, ba't ganito yung buhay namin, ba't ganito yung health ko. You know, when the new earth will emerge, it will all be perfect. It will all be beautiful. Kung feeling mo ngayon, yung katawan mo, may nagtanong pa, pag sa heaven ba, ito pa rin ba yung katawan ko? Parang disappointed ka sa itsura mo ngayon, ano? Okay, yun yung tanong mo talaga eh, di ba? But it says there that there will be a glorified body. Okay? There will be, kumbaga, kung sa susunod na, sa new heaven, you will never be in sickness. You will never be in pain. Okay? There will be no blemish. Perfect. Kumbaga, sa six-pack, may six-pack pati mukha mo. Di ba? Pati labi mo may muscle. Di ba? Ganun ka perfect. Lahat ng pwedeng labasan ng muscle, may muscle ka. And you, for you to have a picture, okay, you know, when you plant a mango seed, di ba, pag tinanim mo yung mango seed, sino sa inyo rito, pag tumubo yun, isang malaking buto rin. Di ba, hindi naman? Di ba, when it flourish, merong stem, may leaves, okay? May flower, may fruit. Talagang kumpleto. You know, it's like that. Yung seed, it's like our physical body. But when there will be the new heaven, it's like you, the tree, that you're flourishing. Kumbaga kung dito, medyo hindi ka ano, doon, you will be perfect. You will be perfect, your body in the new heaven and the new earth where you live. And that's the first thing. Second is, heaven is a beautiful place. Have you ever been to a beautiful place? You know, I was looking for a picture and I could not find any because, you know, heaven could not be described. Sobrang ganda. You know, let's read in Revelation chapter 21 verse 2. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. It's like this. Kumbaga parang nagpre-prepare ka sa, no, sa when I'm being married, sobrang wala na yatang gaganda pang babae compared sa asawa ko during that time. And the new earth will be like that. It will be so beautiful. And nung pumunta ako ng Central Asia, I lived there for 1 year as a missionary. And doon nakita ko parang minsan walang angle eh. Parang lahat pwede mong picturean, lahat pwede mong painting. More than that, the heaven will be so beautiful. And number three is heaven is a joyful place. Masaya sa heaven. Why? Basahin natin sa Revelation 21 verse 4. He will wipe every tear from your eyes. No weeping. Hindi ka naiiyak. Sino rito excited ka na ganon? Hindi ka naiiyak. Okay? There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Wala na lahat. Walang problema. Forever na perfect. And it is joyful. Sobrang saya. Alam mo yung mga notion natin sa heaven na pag nasa heaven, yung tipong nagtataguan tayo sa clouds. Diba? Yung tipong magbabatuan tayo ng clouds. Masaya ba yun? Hindi masaya yun. May notion pa na sa heaven, okay? Forever na praise and worship. Sino sa inyo nag-enjoy ka mag-praise and worship? Yan. Diba? Parang, lalo na pag si Kuya RD yung nagli-lead kanina. Grabe. Diba, first 30 minutes, talagang tumatalong ka pa yung may hang time ka sa air. Diba? 3 seconds. Diba? Pero, after 2 hours, or 5 hours, kasabihin ni RD, come on, jump, jump! Jump mo mukha mo. Diba? Pagod na. Oh, clap your hands. After 1 day, pumapalak ba kayo? Diba? Umay na rin. Diba? Sa tingin nyo, fun ba yun? You know, the heaven that we will be in, it's more than that. Joyful. Okay, hindi ka magugutom. Pero pwede kang kumain. Diba? Okay, walang sakit. Walang death. Walang libing. Okay, walang burol. Wala lahat. Walang LQ. You know what? That is the promise of God. But you know what? It takes a decision. Excuse me. It takes a decision for you to be there. You don't just get there. Lord, I wish I will be there. It takes a decision. It takes a relationship with God for you to be in the place where He wants you to be. Alam mo kapag may clear picture ka lang, ng end times, hindi ka matatakot, may excite ka. Kasi ang tindi ng promise ni Lord para sa ating lahat. Grabe yung promise ni Lord. Yes, yung hell, ito. Pero you know what? The heaven, the place that He prepared. Grabe. But you know what? Ang tanong, hindi pa naman tayo mamamatay ngayon eh. Probably for some of us, we'll live 60 more years. Or 70 years here on earth. So hell and heaven is an alien word for you until mula ngayon. Hanggang ngayon. So what? Okay, what's hell? What's heaven? Ang pakialam ko dyan. I'm enjoying my life. But you know what? This is a place of preparation for all of us. Habang nasa earth tayo, God wants to prepare us so that when we will eventually meet Him in heaven, we will that be excited. Dito pa lang sa earth, na-prepare mo na, sobrang kilalang-kilala mo na sa Lord. Pagdating mo sa heaven, talagang lilipad ka na sa sobrang saya. Sa sobrang hindi mo ma-explain yung feeling because of you having a relationship with God. Not in heaven, but here on earth, dito pa lang sa earth. Meron ka lang relationship kay God. And paano mangyayari yun? It says in John chapter 14, in verse 6, it says here, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. Ngayon ang tanong, okay, may hell, may heaven, anong pakialam ko dyan? O kaya, I'm not yet sure kung saan ako mapupunta, but I want to be in heaven. It says there, without Christ, without you having a relationship with Christ, without you accepting that by faith, what Christ did for you on the cross, without you giving all your life to Him, confessing your sins, and walking with God here on earth, then there will be no heaven. But it says there, through Christ, wag pag naniwala ka na namatay si Jesus Christ para sa'yo, na yung nung time na pinapako siya sa cross, ikaw yung iniisip niya. Ikaw yung naalala niya, yung mukha mo yung naalala niya. Yung iniisip niya na pag hindi niya ginawa yon, forever kang nasa hell. Pero he did that with all the insults, with all the spit on his face, with all the fists na sumuntok sa kanya. He endured that. Why? Because of his so much love for you. Because of his longingness. Yung longingness niya na makasama ka. Na one day when there will be the new heaven and a new earth, gusto ni God nandun ka. Sama-sama tayo.